Okay, we're holding a turn for the Gemara. We were Gemara Madalik. We're just as Hashem, I hope today, just finishing off this Mishnah Berurah in celebration of Kes, just to round out the topic slightly with regard to traveling on ships and things like that on Shabbos. So we were in Reish Mem Ches in Gimel last time, and we saw there, I think we saw already, the machlokes there as to whether a person is allowed to leave the ship on Shabbos or not. The Mechaber says you're not allowed to leave the ship at all, because if you leave the ship, you can leave, you can't get back on. Because it's about, even though you were there at the beginning of Shabbos, you were on the ship, but if you get off, then when you get on again, meaning to say if the ship set sail, yes, in Reish Mem Ches, if the ship set sail, then you've got a problem, because effectively it's like you're getting onto a ship to start with on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do if it's going to set sail. Whereas the Ramah brought to Yishomim, who disagrees with that, he says no, even if you left the ship, since you were there before Shabbos, you were Kodesh when you still there, so therefore you're allowed to get back on the ship, it's not considered that you're sort of starting out on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah deals with the question of, so what actually happens at the other end? Meaning to say, fine, I'm on the ship, I was there before Shabbos, I was kind of Shvisa there, then now what happens when I get to a port? Can I get off? Can I not get off? So we said, according to the Mechaber, you can get off, you won't be able to get back on. According to the Ramah, you can get off and you can come back on. In terms of when you get off, are you going to be able to walk around in the city? That's not really our subject now, but in short, basically, if throughout the journey, let's say from when Shabbos came in, you've always been above 10 tefachim, so therefore you never had any sort of issue of being kind of shmisa, going outside your tchum or anything like that, then in theory you could get off and walk 2,000 amas into the city at least, right? At least 2,000 amas from there. Again, there'll be more about that in the next sugya, so we're not going to get too much into that right now. But as we said, that is only so long as you were at least on the ship before Shabbos came in, right?
Let's go to the Ramah, as we say. That's
according to the Ramah. Sorry, with regard to walking on the ship, that zikr, you can walk the whole ship as long as you were on there before Shabbos came in. If you weren't, then already, as he refers back to Simon Top 8, Sif Zion, we've already done that, right? If you weren't on there before Shabbos, then you get into the whole thing of whether the ship is Mahalechas, whether it's Omedes, and all of that, right? Fine. He says, if, let's say, you had Yom Tov was on Friday, are you allowed to be Kodesh Shvisa on Yom Tov, in other words, for Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham says, yes, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem of Hachana. Right? There's no problem of Hachana there. You can be Kodesh Shvisa to allow you to be able to get a whole ship, etc., etc. And it doesn't help the fact that you were Kodesh Shvisa on Thursday. That's not going to help you for Shabbos. Yeah? So, fine. That's that. What else was there here?
Sorry, would you have a different mocha then for Yom Tov than you would do for Shabbos?
Yeah, actually, yes. Yeah.
But you're on the ship on Erev Yom Tov. As it's Friday, so you're Kona Shabbos. A bit like Kona, well, we had the Gemara in different directions, but it wouldn't, because you're always going to be on the ship.
Yeah, but it's always the actual Kinyan only kicks in.
On the air.
So the food has to be there. You have to be there. Whatever it is has to be there.
So it's just the same. It'll be the same area.
Yeah.
Because on the ship, yeah. In theory, it could be different aspects
somehow. Yep.
Yeah.
And with regard to this whole thing about that they was gone for the ship on Erev Shabbos and make kiddush there and all of that, Mr. Burr actually explained what's the whole thing of making kiddush is really just to be mafarsing. Just to make public. Again, it's not really to do with that. Really, as long as you're there, finish, you've been Kodesh Shvisa. The idea is, L'chatz Chira, we want you to make Kiddush and eat a little bit, just to be the first thing I'll do, but that's where I've been Kodesh Shvisa. People should realize that, and they shouldn't be choshing me of doing anything wrong. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. In the Bi'ah Halacha, he just points out, this common practice that we're talking about, going there before Shabbos, making Kiddush, etc., is really talking about on the rivers. This is the rivers, correct? When it comes to going on the sea, right, to ocean, there we've already said you've got a different problem, and that is Oneg Shabbos.
So
within 3 days you've always got that problem. He says nonetheless, in some places it has sort of come about that they do it even in the Yom HaGadol, and they don't seem to be concerned about the issue of Oneg Shabbos. But basically he's bringing this from the Magen Avraham, that really it's incorrect. But in a place where Noagu, they've already started, you know, this is common practice, you don't have to be motor, you don't have to object, because they do have what to rely upon. Remember the other Rishonim who don't seem to worry about Oneg Shabbos, they don't say that that's the issue, right? The Ramban, he says the reason is because of Malacha that's going to be done. So it's only if the majority of the people on the boat are Yidden. So if you're getting on a boat where the majority are Goyim, he's not worried about the Oneg Shabbos part of it. So therefore, one doesn't have to be Moichet. But nonetheless, Lechat Chilo is definitely incorrect to realize it is incorrect. But, like we've said, definitely in today's world with the cruise liners and things like that, the Ikar Din, although postgames still are, say, better, so to speak, to spend Shabbos at home, right, on a solid land, but the Maita, in terms of Oneg Shabbos and things like that, it doesn't seem to be much of an issue.
So the 3-day issue is not a 3-day issue anymore.
Again, you'd have to go through the other reasons, if there is a Chashash Malach and things like that one, but if you go through reason by reason, as we said, it doesn't seem to be much of a thing. Okay. The one thing is about Legabi, the Roth issue, that's a separate thing.
So that still is a problem.
it is discussed. I can't remember what the sub had to get out of that one is. Yeah, I can't remember what.
You can get out for that when you get out for swimming as well. You can understand if you're going to get out.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Si'if Dalet. The last si'if here. Hayotim b'shayor. Hayotim b'shayor b'mizvot. Those who go out basically with with a group, right, a convoy, whatever you want, right, basically a group travel in the Midbar. V'akod yesh v'yodim, and everyone knows, she'im tzrichim l'chalol Shabbos. They're going to need to be l'chalol Shabbos. Why? Ki mipnei ha'takono le'yuchlu l'akim ha'midbar b'Shabbos levado. So, obviously it's too dangerous for them to stay alone in the Midbar. Right? They can't just stop there for Shabbos. So Shalosha Yom Kedim Shabbos and Sulim Lotzis. They're not allowed to start this journey within 3 days of Shabbos. Even if the Chilul Shabbos will be just Malachas Dravonim, nonetheless, they're not allowed to start this journey within 3 days of Shabbos. Uviyom Rishon, Uvashini, Uvashilishi, Mutar Lotzis. But on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, they are allowed to initiate this journey. Right? Why? They're going to have to come to do Malacha. Okay. So remember the Rif, like I said, it would be problematic. If you know you're going to end up having to do Malacha, then you're not allowed to do it Bechlat. You're not allowed to start even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. However, in that Nakuda, we don't go like the Rif, right? We do hold of his Oneg Shabbos issue, but we do not go with his Chumrah, because we say that, remember, right, we saw this already, that you're not Mechuyim to start making Cheshbonos if you are within the days which belong to the previous Shabbos.
But in this case, it's not definite that there will be a problem.
Correct.
That's a sort of guess out. So,
that's why.
Yeah, that's
even though you know it's likely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that,
then I assume you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yes.
Yeah.
Correct. He actually adds that, in fact. He brings from the Genesis of Agadah, B'Shem Dari Ben Neiv. Yes, if you know Bavada, you're going to have to do Malach, it's definitely going to come to Chilul Shabbos, then and a Chalani, it would be awesome. So he brings it from the Rabbas as well. Yeah, okay. It's actually interesting. He brings this, obviously, is a interesting question. Are you allowed to put yourself into a little bit of Sakama? in order to try and take us up coming to Chilul Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's really mild. I mean, if it's in some sort of sakana, it's expensive every moment, you know.
If you take a shortcut through a field and there would be a wild animal there, or that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
As opposed to, might be a dog or something, yeah, you know. Yeah. One side of one's nature.
So the Ratzaz says, Meshavur at the end of Sikh Tatum Chavot, he quotes this, that based on this rule, if you know you're definitely going to come to Chilul Shabbos, then you shouldn't really be doing this even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And he says, based on that, they're saying nowadays to put themselves into a little bit of sakana in order not to be Mechallel Shabbos. Because if they do come to Chilul Shabbos, the Mafreya, they would have done this. In other words, come Thursday and suddenly realise, you know what, we really shouldn't have embarked on this journey. It was pretty obvious, this was clear, this was going to come to Chilul Shabbos. It wasn't a topic, it was a Vavai.
Right.
So in which case, now they think, okay, look, either we can sort of just play it out and wait till the Sakana actually comes, in other words, on Shabbos, and we're out from the Chilul Shabbos.
Or we can
take a little bit of a risk now. Right? Wait till whatever they have to do, maybe take a slightly dangerous detour or whatever, your route to cross a river, whatever it is, in order to try and avoid the situation for Shabbos.
Oh.
So although generally speaking you're not supposed to put yourself into sakana, he says a little bit of sakana you're allowed to do in order to save yourself from coming into a Chilul Shabbos.
The problem is what is a little bit of sakana.
To bring here, they say, Ramosha Feinstein says, what we're talking about here is, we're talking about that, look, the tough guys will tell you, this is not a sakana. It's the ones who, basically, teenagers will tell you, it's not a sakana. It's the parents who will say it's dangerous. Right? Not one of these classic things, right? The parents get all nervous.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say, give you a perfect example, going through Egypt now. Some parents are so nervous about it, and you speak to the people who did it, not about the definitely younger clan, so they don't know what the whole, they said it was the easiest part. Right? So again, doing that would be an example. Would it be mutter for a person to go through Egypt in order to save myself from on Shabbos coming to any sort of answers? Yes. Because that's something which is, call it a little bit of sakana, says Rav Moshe, that means to say that a lot of people, the people who don't get nervous about these things, tell you there's no danger whatsoever. Right, we've done it a number of times, not dangerous. Why is it considered to be a bit of sakana? Because some people think it's a bit dangerous.
Like going in Golders Green can be dangerous, isn't it?
No, but there's a sort of statistical thing about it. You know, that's about every 100 person that goes through, say, one person or two people have some sort of issue, then you feel that was a little bit of sakana. If you think of it that way, rather than what people's attitude towards it is, it should be sort of evidence based.
I'm saying this is the way your opponent Moshe explained this. He says you're not allowed to put yourself in the Chasham Shtakon. If it's actually a little bit dangerous, not as Lechol Adeus, you're not allowed to put yourself into a dangerous Ad Kedei Kach, that's why, who was it? One of the American Gedolim said if he had a Kach, he was also driving.
Well, there you are. That's an interesting
point. He says he believes that if Chazal were around today, they'd ask the driver. The people keep asking, since Karl reports, statistically, it's more dangerous than going on a plane, right? It's just, obviously, on a plane, if something goes wrong, then Rahman al-Islam, there's nothing to do, right?
That's
nothing, other than double, right? That's
pretty thing
to do. Right. But in other words, I'll be telling, there's nothing they can, you know, if something bad goes wrong.
Also, smoking, that's a lot more dangerous.
Well, they have, I think, at the start. Some do. It's
Smoking is, yeah, some do. I don't think you'll find, well, I can't think any postgame who will say that it's 100% also. The shayla is whether it's absolutely 110% also. As the kaf, I've seen those who say a person who, about today who smokes as they start smoking, I've talked about that would be postulated. I've seen other kaf, I've seen those who say they're postulated. To those who, Rabbi Yashir, for example, say that you can't say it's an absolute tesla. He definitely did not hold his motto, that's for sure. But he said to say that a person is being over on Issa Dereisa, I think it's partly based on perception that at the end of the day, you know, despite the fact that yes, it's been proven and da 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 da, he said since in society it's still, he wouldn't in any way advise it, that's for sure. But something, I don't want to misquote, that's why I've sort of stopped him instead. I don't know exactly how he puts it. But,
You say there's a shayla of being possible eidos.
I did see that in one thing. I was looking for something else about who's kosher eidos. I came across this. I can't remember the basis.
Though. Okay.
That is. I'm not mainstream. I'm not going al kadeka. But
it's a fun stand in one's house for his famous children. He didn't
have it. With what?
That was a long time ago.
The question is, as things move on,
that's
when it becomes more and more.
Moshe Tender said he would have been metadata after he was Nisa, but whether that's what smoking. He starts smoking, I see, but the reason why he didn't, Fred Rosalind said to him, he wrote one to the answer.
I just had a quick look. The number of people killed by road accidents, it doesn't mean injured, was 1,600 per annum in the UK in 2024. And a similar number of deaths by cancer. All cancers is 168,000. I should do.
Connected to smoking?
No, just all of it.
It's 75,000.
Connected to
smoking? Yeah. 75,000?
Yeah. Angel deaths. You can't tell it definitely as a result of, and then the rest. Yeah, you won't start 75,000. It's a high
margin. But proportion for number of cars, that's what I meant.
The reason why cars are gay, just to make clear, is that it's a shame episode. Once it's become somewhat accepted, that's why it's become accepted as mutter to go in a car, right? But it's just bringing out the idea. So let's see if there's anything else here. Okay, fine. That was that was that little bit. Now, what are we up to here? Oh, the machakach. Yeah. So he says about this. V'im achakach ye'era lo tzakonu. So if subsequently we said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday you're allowed to go out. The halacha, by the way, discusses what about like what we call Tuesday night, in other words going into Wednesday. It's already Wednesday. Is that considered to be part of the 3 days or not? He says basically, according to this shit, it would be awesome, right? It would be awesome. It's only up to the end of Tuesday, call it sundown on Tuesday. Then you've got the setup. Now, what happens? He set out, not with a badai sakono, and then, yerale sakono, the historic lechal Shabbos, maybe they pick up nefesh. On Shabbos, he comes up against some sakono, some bandits, or whatever it is, mutter, then comes chidul. Then, he didn't do anything wrong. Because when he left, it wasn't within the 3 days of Shabbos. It wasn't a Vaday Sakon, so now he's in a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. Obviously, the correct thing to do is to be Mechalel Shabbos. Yeah? Yeah, let me just add to that again. The Mishnah Berurah says it's possible that you're not allowed to promise the group there when they all join together that you'll actually help them with doing some malacha. Nothing to do with the Pekach Nefesh, even if it's malacha the Rabban. Yeah, even though they may say, well, if you're not going to do it, you're not coming with us. Right? You have to chip in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's a Yuzicha, that's possible. You can't make a Tanai that you're going to actually do any malacha on Shabbos. That's for sure.
So you're going to tell them you won't do any malacha on Shabbos, basically.
Well, yeah.
And they have to accept that. Or not.
Okay, now he says, "V'ho'ira le'Eretz Yisrael." Somebody who is going to Eretz Yisrael, even if Daman Olo Shayora, Afilu be'Eretz Shabbos, even if it's Eretz Shabbos now, and now you've got your opportunity. This is your opportunity to go. Came with the Devar Mitzvah, since it's a Devar Mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, Yochel Lifrush. So then you're allowed to set out on Shabbos, or on Eretz Shabbos, right? As per the rules we mentioned beforehand. Remember the rule is, for the Devar Mitzvah, you're allowed to set out even on Erev Shabbos, but you just make an agreement with them that they will stop on Shabbos. You're already on Shabbos, and they say we're not stopping, then Yochel Lo Leches Imoim Chutz Latchum Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. Meaning to say that, you see, we have this legabe the boat. For states on the boat, you're not mechuyev to jump into the water. Yeah? You made the agreement, and that was good enough. And the Maaseh we said, even if they don't agree, you made your point. That's good enough. Here, however, there is theoretically something you can do, and that is, well, just don't go with them. Go with the whole convoy. He says, you're not mechuyev to do that, because that would be, not only is you're not mechuyev, it's probably incorrect to do, because it's pikuach nefesh. Yeah? Straightforward, yeah? Now, in case you're wondering, this mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, are we talking about somebody who's going there to settle, or even somebody who's going there?
That's a good question.
I won't say holiday, but he's going for a bit and he's coming back. So Mr. Brewer brings two days about this. Some say, Dafka, if you're going to settle there. Others say, no, even if you're just going there for a bit. We know, walking in Eretz Yisrael, you're talking about walking in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? Dalet Amos, every Dalet Amos is a mitzvah. Yeah? So according to that deal, doesn't matter whether we could be talking, it's a Devar Mitzvah, even if you're going there just call it to visit family, sof, it's a mitzvah. I'm going to quote this to your wife now, about the mitzvah walking. Yeah. Let me see if there's anything else there. No. Okay. It gives a few examples of the Mishnah Berurah of what would be considered to be Pikuach Nefesh. Again, in other words, a person doesn't have to be over extra prim on this one. Right, even if it's going to be a person that's afraid they'll get mugged and they'll take away his clothes and it'll be very cold. Anything which is going to put his life in danger would be included in this. As we said, you can go outside the tchum, that means even outside of the 12 mil. Again, same thing. Let's have a quick look at the Bi'ahalocha here. This is about Uposik and Moim Nishba, it's basically saying that it's not an optional thing, it's not like a Hatzchila, it means you have to. Before setting out with them, you have to make this condition with them that, you know, on Shabbos we have to stop, right?
But if they say there and then, we're not going to.
Okay, that's something different.
So does that mean you can't go, or does it mean... If they just say nothing, you're okay, because you can sort of assume that they've agreed, even if they haven't. Presumably it would be the same as the previous thing. See if there's anything more there. No, you see it again. We said like this. When it comes to the boat, so we said, oh, it was here somewhere. Here, if he says he's not going to stop, then it would be problematic, says the Be'al Lachol. Because in the case of the boat, for the end of the day, even if he says he's not going to stop, I've done my part, right?
But if he tells you there and then.
Yeah, but he says, over there with the boat, if it's above 10, he says, Bechal, it's going to have 10 years. And even if it's within 10, you're dealing with a Issa de Rabbanon, even the Yud Beis Mil, because remember, on the rivers and things like that. He says over here, however, we're talking about coming to, it's kimat like a vada isa deraisa. Especially getting outside the 12 mil, it's on dry land. So you're talking about a vada isa deraisa. The fact that you say, but I asked them, so what?
But is it low ten tefachim on a river and you go outside 12 mil, that's also isa deraisa?
No. We said on rivers, we said it's not similar to the digging in Midbar.
We haven't really covered
this.
Oh, yeah, that's why you just said it. You mentioned it.
Yeah,
that's why I asked. So, here
they are not Kufa. So, again, if they say to you, we're not stopping on Shabbos, then you would not be allowed to go. But if they tell you they'll stop and then they change their mind, well, now, that's
too late, yeah.
You did your part, so obviously don't stay there because it's the Kuach message. Fine. The Bechava then continues on. The Imlech Nas the Ir Achal of Shabbos. Last line on this page. If he comes into a city on Shabbos, Mahalich es Kula, he can then walk the whole thing. Ba'afinu hinichu, because remember, now he's within a city. Yeah?
Rabbi Gamaliel.
But he had his, before that he's turned his visa on another place. No,
so remember, this is Ba'inah. He's left Ba'inah. Because he made an agreement with them, we'll stop for Shabbos.
Okay,
they then changed their mind. So now, after Pikuach Nefesh, she was forced to leave, and he's left the Tzchut. So remember, the rule is, if it's Ba'onef, the person leaves the Tzchut.
Then it should be the same on a ship. If you disembark in a place, you've got the whole city. When you won't stay there. You're not staying there, because as well as Ba'onef, so you made an agreement with Ba'onef, they didn't stick to it, and you disembark whatever it is, if you can disembark.
Okay, we'll see, but that's a tough task, yeah?
So, just an example here. He leaves the convoy, whatever it is, before they set out the journey, or on Erev Shabbos?
On Erev Shabbos.
So he starts with them, says, what about stopping for Shabbos? They said no, and therefore...
Oh, no, they said no, and he can't go.
No, Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos, he made an agreement with them, and they said yes, we'll stop.
On Thursday or whatever, they went on the journey, and he said to them, will you stop for Shabbos for me? And they said, okay. Comes to Erev Shabbos.
Ah, and I'm following here now because there's nothing you can do now, it's Pikuach Nefesh.
So that's what this example is then?
Yeah. It could be even on Erev Shabbos he started with him. He's allowed to stop. If he's going to Erev Shabbos, it's the Bar Mitzvah, he's allowed to stop with him. Just make the condition, they agreed. Come Shabbos afternoon, and they say, we're not stopping. So he's got no choice now, he's got to continue on. I is leaving the Tzchum. Okay, he doesn't have any choice. So now, and he was allowed to leave because it was the Bar Mitzvah. So the Shmura says, but only for a pure Bar Mitzvah like this. If a person is going just for business purposes, although that is considered to be a mitzvah, going for business, but it's a mitzvah for a nosel, but it's not of the same, he's not going to call that a mitzvah gemura. Right? If you're going for a mitzvah gemura, then anachami, it would be fine. But again, going for sechura, that is a dvar mitzvah, just maybe not of the same level, and therefore,
We wouldn't allow you necessarily. He wouldn't allow you to walk the whole city. Yeah. What is interesting over here is, I'm not going to say anything to let us see a little bit further first. So he says, again, let's keep moving. So he says, I'll be there in the even if they left him outside the city. So he thinks, okay, now I'm stuck. I've only got 4 hours. Even though it was Ba'inet, but that's our lot. He's in the middle of a bickle now. But Rotsi Likon is not here, but he wants to go into the city. He wants to get in and have the whole city. Mutter, that's Mutter. Why? The cable did Izvan Mitzvah Nofak, Yishra Pai Ma'amal Lechol Ruach. This is based on the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Since he left for Izvan Mitzvah, remember Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was Mitzakin. It's not only by Eidim for Kiddush HaChodesh. We say who are then a Chayo, a person who goes out for various others mitzvah. So therefore, he would have 2,000 others in all directions. Well, that would get him into the city. Once he's in the city, then he'll have the whole city to walk. Yeah?
But even according to some other Rishon, if he went to the Das into the city, even not the Tvar Mitzvah would be alright when he'd have the whole city.
We don't pass by the Rambam. Even if you come back to your original one. But I'll tell you what I noticed over here is it didn't say anything about this city having a wall around it. What did we pass on regarding a wall?
I assume we had the Mechaba.
I think the PR Lochab may have been more maple, is that right?
I think he was, he said the love was shown the other way, but the other thing he wasn't maple.
Correct. I think the Bi'ar Locha said Efshe Shebeshah Sadechat you could be Semech on the Rambam. Yeah, I think this is I don't know if you can remember right from it, but the fact that the Mechaber Rishon Ches didn't say what. Yeah, he cites him in Ter City. You could say he's being Semech on what he says in Top A, but okay, fine. So, says, what happens if a person went out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? The Mitzvah Rishus, not for a mitzvah, right? So now, that was Mutter, correct?
Yeah.
Now on Shabbos, we don't have any choice. Pekuach Nefesh didn't do anything wrong, even though it was the Barashas. So I went out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So I've got to go outside the Tzchum to keep with them. So what would be the din now?
Well, you've done your deal, they haven't kept it.
No deal. I didn't have to make a deal. That was only if you go out on Shabbos with them.
It would seem you have to do it anyway. Why would it make a difference?
Because it's not a vade. I'm not mechuyav bichlal to start making a cheshbon. If it's a vade, that's a different story. It's not a vade. So the mitzvah, okay, what I did was, I didn't do anything wrong. I left Sunday, now I'm in the Midbar on Shabbos. I say to them, do we stop here? No. Okay, Pikuach Nefesh, I have to go with that.
Yeah.
Doing that obviously takes me outside of my tchum, and once I'm outside my tchum, right, there's no longer Pikuach Nefesh. So the halacha is, even though it was only Dvar Rishus when I left originally, but I was allowed to do that, now when I left the tchum on Shabbos, that was because of Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah.
And therefore I've got 2,000 dollars in all directions, says the Morgan Abram. Yeah, because they're into a city. Yeah?
Which is, so you left at home, you've got $2,000 in all directions, but if they're carrying on moving all the time.
No, I'm talking about once you're outside of any stuff on
whatever.
From
okay,
that
fine,
point,
fine, okay.
Now you're $2,000 stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, says the Ramal. He finishes off. I go. Yesh Oimer, some say, Shemikon Mokom, Shadom Hulich, Nisroyo. If a person goes, sorry, shekol mokum shadam hodech v'schoya, any place that a person goes for business purposes, only this shenei chavei, or even just to see your children. Choshub hakol d'var mitzvah. That's all d'var mitzvah. Not that scary to show. Ve'ein el choshub d'var roshus. Rak shahidech v'tayim. Right? The MS is, I don't know about liris shenei chavei, but liris your children, your grandchildren, things like that, that's posher, that's already, the Gemara says, what are we going to do? What are the Gemara saying in your Romans? That somebody's Makariv Karevo. The Gemara says, the great school of your tefillah is being answered.
What's Shat Makariv Karevo?
Being in contact with your family.
Within
your family.
The family.
I don't mean as in doing Kirov, I mean as in creating a kasha, right?
Within your family.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good Gemara to know. I'll tell you something. I mean, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Rav Tzvi, so I remember I once asked Rav Tzvi, I often wanted people used to go around, and I used to stay in the yeshiva the whole time, right? I was very much that's just the way I was. I mean, gated as well. I couldn't find the roads around. So I walked through, so just out to the ship, and he was just beginning to walk home, and I said to him, should I go, my brother lives in Baibagan. I said, should I go to him for a meal on Shabbos? So he was an off Shabbos, I don't know, so he said, yeah. So he said, yeah, he'd probably want you. So I said, no, I don't think he really cares. He said, no, not true. He said, not really. That's what it's doing. Rishi's not one who used to get very upset with people, used to go all over the place and, remember actually saying once, he said, people go to a certain keva, which one is it, Bali Asurim? He said, you don't have to go there, it was Shabbos, I think it was. And he said, you don't have to go there, but it's for some school, he says, you can come to Rav Tzvi Bali Asurim, never for the time, he didn't have children, etc. But Gemara in Yevamos, Gemara sounds based on the base, the bottom there, well worth knowing. It says, Ohayyu Vesishtek Gufa, treat your wife properly. Now the Chabad the Yisim Gufa, that Oyev is sister like himself, and to be Machabi to her more than himself. But Hamadrich one of the Menesuk there for Yishara to direct your children on the Derech of the Asherus. Now Mision, some of the Pirkon, marrying them off at the right time, all of my costs of Omer, Yodato, Kishonah, Wa'alecha, and then it says, Ha Oyev is Shechino, somebody who gets on well, right, treats his Oyev his neighbours, Ba Makariv is Karoiva, somebody who draws near his relatives. That's an interesting one as well. Somebody marries his niece, right? There's a discussion with Dafka, but Atos is the daughter of his sister, or is it who Atos speaks about, is it also the daughter of his brother? But mother seller Oni Bishas Tochok is somebody who lends money to an Oni at the time when he needs it. Well, Lo Bakos of Omer, that him the apostle says, O Tikra Hashem Yan. Then you will call out and Hashem will answer to Shavei Abi Yemehine. So the person wants a scholar, take any of those. So showing endearment to one family, zikha. And this is, he's not even talking about that. Here he's talking about even the rest of the chaver. Even that is already considered to be a divine mitzvah. So what is a divine rishus? That means when you're going there just for the sun,
yeah.
Right? You're just going there for a summer holiday. The alkein olu b'ksas mekoves v'hoker v'nyan aflogas hasfinos. That's why in some places it has become common practice to be mekel when it comes to going out on ships. Within 3 days of Shabbos, And again, if you're going on a cruise just literally for the sake of relaxation, even that sometimes relaxation, a person can sometimes argue that's for my sake, you know, sake of having a tasha, can be a divine, but it's literally just for the pure enjoyment, that's something else. But short of that, b'derech klal, you can definitely wangle in somehow a divine mitzvah. Le'idim chiz b'yodon hervish ma'amashis mo'ch. And therefore, b'derech klal, one does not have to object. When we're talking about business, by the way, so the Mishnah Berurah says, that means to say, even if a person, Baruch Hashem, he's perfectly comfortable, but he wants to earn more. That's also the divine mitzvah, right? Again, I suppose because more money, so he'll be able to do more mitzvahs today, help more people, serve Hashem better, right? There's, he talks about getting your money from a goy who's not well, yeah? He says that's not a definite law, okay, that's something else, isn't it?
This is all the Mishnah Berurah.
This is the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. I'm just praising it. I'm going to talk about the cases which are more definitely pertinent. What about, he talks about that case about claiming, getting your money back. Okay, some say that with regards to going with this convoy, that you can't be so mateful, but I think we mentioned that already beforehand, right? But that has to be a divine mitzvah proper. And he says, look, in places where they don't already have this common practice to be mekel, don't start the practice, yeah? Unless it's an absolutely certain mitzvah. So that is basically it. Again, if people want more information, I can provide it in Zashem. But the bottom line is, b'derech klal, unless you've got a reason, I think you'll all agree, better to spend Shabbos on, you know, on dry land. Don't get yourself into these situations. But again, to know the halacha, that especially with cruises and things like that, and a lot of these things today, one has to go through the reasons and see if it does apply. But b'derech klal, hechokha min habereshit, as we, I think we mentioned already, even medical procedures, things like that, if a person can get in the first half of the week, always, I'm talking about ones which are likely to run into possible, again, necessary chilul Shabbos, or because it's going to cause discomfort. Again, if a person can avoid it, mal tovim, right? Obviously, if not. So if people want more information, I can be able to provide that, but otherwise, that's the end of that.
Sure.